only you have the Avera, but the Korban, nothing's wrong. The Korban can still be brought. But Imar Novi, Akati, Mid Ben Azai Navka. The same Chiddush I know from another Pasuk still, from Ben Azai's Halacha. The Tani would not like this. Ben Azai Yoimer. The Pasuk says, Oisai. So Rashi says, the Teres Kahanim Toni Lo Gabi Pigol. In the Pasha of Pigol, and Bayikrit says, Lo Yerotze, where a Korban that has the Machsheves Pigol, the Shas, let's say, makes the Shchita, he has in mind to make this Rika tomorrow, the wrong day. So the Korban is Pasul. Teres says, Lo Yerotze. The korban is not meratz, it's not mechaper. Hamakriv oisoi lo yichoshim. Hamakriv oisoi. This korban of tigol is posel. So the next word oisoi. Only here it's posel. Mashma, someplace else it's not posel. So the another dashes like this. Oisoi. Matam loyme. Why did the posel got the next word there? Oisoi. Lefi shenem. Because the posel says over here. Loisacha leshalmai. Here it says by any korban, don't wait too long to bring it. If you wait three regolim, you're over lav about tacher. So shemei ani, I would think to say af meyacha nidre v'bal yirotzei. If somebody waited the three regolim, he let a sukkah go by, a pesach and a shuas and a sukkah, and he still did not bring his korban elam. I would think now it's a bal yirotzei. This korban cannot be brought; it cannot be mechaper anymore. There's no moritzer; it's not mechaper; it doesn't forgive anymore. Talmud loyma. Therefore, the pasuk says in vayikra zayin by the pasha of pigul. Oisoi, only by a machsheves pigul. Oisoi b'lei rotsa. Only when the korban to koyim b'shasi does the shchita or the zrika, he does a dalar avodis. He has a machshev in mind to think to do the zrika tomorrow or the haktorah tomorrow. That's when the korban is possible b'lei rotsa. But v'ein ma'ach hanidra b'bal yirotsa. But if you just wait too long, you don't bring your korban. You're over the lava b'al tachar. You should know the korban is the kosher. The lo yirotzei doesn't apply. Oisei only applies by tigul is lo yirotzei and not by being over the lav of lo tacher. So since we have the nazai's pasuk, it's shmer. Why do we need the pasuk here v'hoyu v'chochet for to tell us that even if you waited the three regolim, the korban could still be brought? It's not pasul. I know that from the nazai's pasuk. So more says elo enichnam. You have to dash a little bit different. Elo v'chochet. That's what the pasuk says here. V'hoyu v'chochet. You can have an aveirum. We dash in v'loy bishtecha chet. For waiting too long, your wife doesn't have a chet. Your wife won't die because of this aveira. Well, what would I think? I would have thought, hayu v'yomer Rabbi Yechon. Since Rabbi Yechon says, v'itemer Rabbi Lezer, or else some say Rabbi Lezer said it, ein ishtoi shalad emesa. A person's wife dies, el imkei mevakshim imenu moment. Somebody has a time that has a claim upon the husband saying, you owe me money. He ain't, he doesn't have what to pay up. The husband doesn't pay up his chayvus, his money. So for such a thing, the wife dies. Shenema, the pasuk says in Mishlei, im ein lecha l'shalem, lo meyikach mishkovcha mitachtechem. If you don't have what to pay, like why did they take away your bed? Because why did they take away your wife? So if you don't pay up your chayvus, they take away your wife. The pasuk says really what it more means here is by karbonis. If you have a chiv to bring a korban, you don't bring the korban at all. Or be up in the dorm, Rashi says it brings down. What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say. Tayy says, the Sayyid Perik, second Taysis, the Sayyid Perik, Shane of the Zvoki and Pierce for Kuntris, Momin Shal Gezel. It means if you stole something, and they come and say you stole the payback, and you don't pay back what you stole, for that your wife dies. Avonira Tayy doesn't like that pshat. Avonira Demari Veneder. It's talking about making a promise. Can the Mukha Perik Bama Madlikim? The Tango Nos Neymer. The Yavin Nidori May Sishtoi, Shalodim. If somebody makes a neder, he promises to do something, and he doesn't do it, he's over his neder, for that his wife dies. So the Chiddush of Al Gemara is, not that you over your neder altogether. You made a neder to bring a korban olah. So true, 2 years from now you're going to bring it. But since eventually you're going to bring it, you're not over the neder. All you're over is the lav of Baal Tacha, you waited too long. So that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. So that waiting too long, even though it's an Aveira, but it's not called you over the lav of the neder itself. Therefore, B'hoye V'chochet, only you have the Aveira, and not your wife. For this Aveira that you wait too long, you brought it too long, that only you have an Aveira, and your wife won't die for it. But in the case that you don't bring the neder all together, you don't bring your korban all together, for such a chet, your wife dies. So that's the Chiddush of B'hoye V'chochet. For this love about Tachim, it's only by you and Aveira, and had nothing to do with your wife. Tana Rabbon. The Pasuk says, right, the next Pasuk says,
that Moitzeis Vosecha Tishmor, whatever you say out of your mouth, whatever you speak out, watch, do your sisi, you should do, Kasher Nodata L'Hashem L'Kecho, you should do the way you made a ned, the way you promised to Hashem L'Kecho, Nidovo, or else it's a Nidovo, it's a present, Hashem Dibata V'Ficha, that you spoke out of your mouth. That's what the person says, Tu P'sukim Yetzir Slav about Tacha. So what do we dash him from this year? Like this. Tana Rabbonim, Pesach says, Moitzeis Vosecha, comes out of your mouth, Zu Mitzvah Sasei. That's the mitzvah saying, anytime you make a neder, you have to listen, you have to be mekayim what you said. Rashi says, whatever you say you do, you should be mekayim. It's a mitzvah sasei. Tishmor, what does it mean, mitzvah secha? Tishmor, that means zu mitzvah lei sasei. If you're not mekayim your neder, you don't do what you said you do, not only are you over in asei, you're also over lei sasei. Rashi says, "Could Rabbi Abin Omer Beloi that Kolmokum Shenemri Shoma Pen Vigal Ain Well Alois Asay?" Here also, Tishmor Loshen Shmira Hishomer means a lot. So, Moitzeis Vosecha is a mitzvah asay to do what you neder you say you do, and Tishmor means watch it not to be over the lois asay if you don't do it. Then the Bible says, "V'yasisa you should do." What does V'yasisa mean? Azora LeBezdin Sheyashucha, that Bezdin has to force you to do also. If you made a ned, you bring a korban, so Bezdin has to force you, make sure you do what you said you do. That's the Yosisa. And Rashi says, Al korchuch, it means by force we tell you to do. Mikan azor le Bezdin lochuch. Near it's nazor to Bezdin, Bezdin forces you to do what you said you would do. Then the pasuk says, kasher nodarta, zeh neder. Plus, if you made a neder, you have to be mekayim. This is the leisa say and the yes say, and Bezna forces you to be mekayim the neder that you said you do. Then the pasuk says, l'ashem olakecha, that means elu chatoyes v'yashomois olu seshlomim. A korban that you have a chayv, that you have to do. You did an aveira, you have to bring a chatas or an oshim or olu seshlomim. Rashi said before, that means olu seriya or shalmi chagiga that you have a chayv to bring. So the same thing, there's a mitzvah to say to do it, there's a tishmor, a lois to say if you don't do it, and if you don't do it, doesn't have to come along and force you to do it. Doesn't force you to do it. Then the pasuk says nedova, then it says nedova, what nedova means, kamashmo, that not only in neder, even in nedova also, you have the asay to listen, and the lois to say to make sure to do it. Then the pasuk says, asher dibarto, eilu kotche bedek abayis. Asher dibarto, that you spoke out to me, you're going to give over directly to the bedek abayis. Teficha, what the ficha with your mouth means? Zutztaka. It means staka. Even when a person says a gift staka, there's also an Indian to do it, and there's a lois to say if you don't do it, and Bezdin has a right to force you to do it.
All right, turn over. We'll continue now on the other side. Turn over now. We'll continue on the other side.
Omar, we just learned now what's beyond this posik. Moitzeis Vosecha Zumitzas Asei. Pasuk says, Moitzeis Vosecha comes out of your mouth. So Rashi says, most probably the Torah is telling you, whatever comes out of your mouth, make sure to do. So the mitzvah says to listen to what you said. For the Gemara Lomeli, what do I need this new mitzvah say? That if you make a neder or a nadova to bring a korban, there's a mitzvah say to do it. We had a pasuk before. Mivosa shoma, vehavesim shoma. We had before. You should go there and bring there. No, we go to the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk says, we go to El Regel, the Beis Hamshama bring there also. And we had before that that means there's a mitzvah saseh to bring the korban, the first yomtiv. But you made a neder before Pesach. So now you're going to El Regel, you're going to the Beis Hamikdash and Pesach. There's a mitzvah saseh, the Beis Hamshama bring the korban with you. So what do I need the pasuk, Moitzeis Vosecha, there's a mitzvah saseh to do it? We have another pasuk that there's a mitzvah saseh. By the Tishma. What do you want to say? Tishma means zu mitzvah lois asay. That there's a lav. If you don't bring the korban, you're over a lav. But the Gemara Lomli, what do I need this pasuk for? Miloy sacha l'shalma. We just had the pasuk before. That if you wait too long, you're over the lav. So there's probably here also. Tishma means the same thing. If you wait too long, you're over the lav. Not right away. So we have already a lav about tacher. So what do we have to say a second time? Tishma. Right of yosisa. Yosisa means azor l'bezdin. Sheyashucha. That bezdin has the right to force you to do what you said you do. To bring the korban. For the Gemara Solomli, what do I need this pasuk for? There's another pasuk, Miyakri Voitsoi Navka. For the pasuk of Yakri Voitsoi, we learn it out. The Tanya, we learned the famous brisa. Yakri Voitsoi. The pasuk says you should bring your korban. Malamba, we learn out from here, Shekhoifin Oisoi. That we force the person, if Reuven said, I'm making neder, I'm going to bring a korban, and then he changes his mind, he doesn't want to do it. that Bezdin forces him to bring the korban oila. Yochol ba'korchi, I would think maybe we even mamish forced him, even though he's standing there and saying, no, 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 I don't want to do it. We still mamish take the hammer and we bag him over the head and force him to do it. Tamulayim, the pasuk says, no, it's fine, no. He only does it if he wants to do it. A korban has to be brought with your own will. If you don't want to do it, we can't really force you to do it. So chutz istira. Here it says we force you, and here it says it's certainly you have to want to do it. Okay, so how does it come out? That we force you and hit you until finally you yourself agree, understand that you want to do it. This is the famous Rambam that says that really every single Jew has the Yetzer Tov and really wants to do mitzvahs. It's just the Yetzer is there stopping you. Rambam says you have to beat him up a little bit to get the Yetzer out of him. Until finally he gets to the Yetzer Tov, that the Yetzer Tov says, yes, I want to do it. That's called the Ritzoni. In other words, we have to knock the Yetzer out of him until the Yetzer Tov says, okay. So the kids we see from here, though, Yaakov, I say, that Bezdin has a right to force him. Not to force him till the end, but at least to force him until he finally says yes. So what do you need a Pasuk of Yosisa here for? So Gemara answers the truth. We have two Pesukim for these things, and I'll tell you like this. Chad the Omar v'lo Yafrish, one set of Averis here is that you said you bring a korban, and you didn't mafrish it yet. You said, Harei like oila. I have the chiv upon myself to bring a korban oila. And you never brought the korban, you never even went to an animal and said, Harei the oila. So if you don't do that, you're over a lav of tishmar, there's a mitzvah essay, moises vasecha. The other set of lavs in essay are, afrish, where you set aside the animal, you already said, Harei the oila. You took an animal and you said, true, this is the korban oila. But you didn't bring it yet. So you need two sets of averis, either one of these two cases. First of all, there's a mitzvah say to go ahead and be mafreshit. Kol zaman, you're not mafreshit, you know you're over in Yisrael say. And then even after you were mafresh and you said a reizu oila, there's still a mitzvah say to go and complete it to be makrovit. Mo tzricha, I need both sukkah for. What do I need two for? Di yashmin and omar v'lo yafresh. I only know the first part, where the person said something that I will bring a korban. And he didn't set it aside yet. Mishum delekhaim l'diburay. Because he didn't do what he said. He said he was going to be mafresh, set aside a korban, and he didn't do it yet. Abel, but in the case, afresh, where he already set aside the animal, he already made a hegdish, he said a reizu korban, oila. But loyaktiv, the only thing is he didn't bring it yet to the base of Migdash. Eim, I would have thought then there's no essay, there's no loisa say. Why? Because kol hecha di isa begazir rachmon isa. To swore, once you are mafresh, you set it aside, it's kochim. It belongs to Hashem now, it belongs to the gizbar. So wherever it is, it's a svarum, kol hecha di isa, wherever the animal is, begazir rachmon isa. It's like in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's treasure. It's in his giza. It's in his courtyard. So even though you didn't give it over to the Beis Hamikdash yet, I would have said a svar, it's as if it was given over already. So the main essay and loisa say is to make sure to be mafreshit, to say it's a korban oila. But once you made it for korban oila, maybe there's no essay, no loisa say if you don't bring it. Tzricha. That's why I need another set of mitzvah essay. Mitzvah loisa say that even after you are mafreshit, but if you don't really bring it, makrivit, you're still over the essay and loisa say. Vaita, the Yashmin and Afresh Layakri, the Torah one would have told us the Kiddush, where you set it aside. But you did not bring it, you know why? To come Ashoyin Le Gabay. Because you already made it a Hegdish, and you're keeping it by you, that's not nice. Since it belongs to Hegdish, and you didn't makrif it yet, that's an Aveira. Abul Omar, but if you just said that eventually I'm going to make a Korban Eilam. Omar, you just said you're going to bring a Korban Eilam. But you never set it aside yet. Aim, I would say, Tibura like Lomu. Not that you said you do something, that's not so strong yet. Maybe for that there's no mitzvah sasein, for that there's no lois sasein. Maybe the only time there's a lois sasein is if you already made it into a korban. So now it really doesn't belong to you anymore. So now there's a mitzvah sasein, make sure to bring it and mark it to the base of Migdash. Well, you just said that I will bring a korban eila, maybe Dibra alone is like Lomu. There's no ester, there's no lois sasein. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both sets of psukim to teach me there's a mitzvah sasei, both when you say you will do it to be mafreshit, and even after you mafreshit, there's a mitzvah sasei to go ahead and bring it. For the Gemara, mi motzis amrit, the omav lo yafresh, can you say like that, that you need two psukim, one posuk is where you say, and you weren't mafreshit, for a nedova ksiva. Here's the psukim talk about a nedova. Utanan, you know what a nedova, a present is? Utanan, we learned like this. A zehu neder. What's the difference? What's a neder and what's a nedova? A neder means a promise. A zehu neder. What's called a neder? Hoima, you say, Harei alai oila. I have a chiv, an obligation upon myself to eventually bring a korban oila. So that's called an amira, but you weren't mafreshit yet. Now, v'yezuhu nidava, what's called a nidava? Ha'omer, somebody says, ha'reizu oila. You have an animal in front of you, and you're saying, this is a korban oila. So every nidava by nidava, there's never two stages. An amira and then a hafrosha. The amira is the hafrosha. Yeah. A nidava means you have the animal right here, and you're saying, ha'reizu oila. So there's never two stages by a nidava. And both sukkim talk about a nidava. That's the kasha then. By a nidava, you don't have the two stages. A nadav is always, you have the animal here and you're saying, you are a korban eila. So then the question is, what did the Torah say two times, a nes and a lois is said by nadav? And then the Bryce explains,
ma be nezel nadav, what's the difference between a korban that's a neder, that you have a chiv, an obligation to bring it, l'nadav at the stama present, what's the difference in the two, between the two? Neder, the pshat is mace, if you said, I'll make a neder being a korban eila, then the korban eila dies, Harosa Nignav, it was stolen from you. Halachris Chai Bachriusa, you have a chiyah to bring another one instead. That's like Shiva Neder has to be brought. Mashenki Nadova, if you just say bring it for present, the pshat is, this should be a korban oila. That's it, you are makdish this animal to be a korban oila, and therefore the halachah is, mace that the animal dies. Harosa Nignav, else the animal was stolen. Halachris Ainu Chai Bachriusa, you have a chiyah to bring another one instead.
He only said, this animal should be the korban oila. So calls them on its here around, you have the mitzvah say, go ahead and be makrivit and bring it. But let's say it got stolen, you're an honest, so you potter. Let's say it died, you potter. That's the difference. But our co-ponim by nedava, the question is, you don't need two sets of essays. There's only one case by nedava. You makrivit it right away, there's no amira. So my brother says, no, it's still not shver. We still need two sets of essays here. Mishkacha, so I'll find you a case, they're going, diyoma hareya layela. Some Matanka made a Lashon Neder. He said, I have the obligation upon me to make a Korban Eilam, but I'm not She'eini Chayibach Yusei. He made a Tanai that I'm not going to be Chayibach Yusei in such a case. Such a type of a Neder really is in the Dova. You said, I have an obligation upon myself, so it's only called an Amiram, to make a Korban Eilam, but with a condition that I don't want to have the Chayibach Rayas to bring it, no matter what happens to it. I only want to have a Din of an Dova. That later on, whenever I'll be mafreshit, you should know that carbon should be brought. If that one gets lost, I don't have to bring another one. So, kids, you can have a lushin of a nedava that also has two parts to it. It has an amira and it has a afrasha. That's why I need two sets of psukim to say. There's the mitzvah esen lusa saying when you say to do what you said that you will be mafreshit to set it aside, and even after you set it aside, there's an esen lusa saying to make sure you bring it. Right, that's the ficha zutzaka. When you speak out with your mouth, that's stokah. That when you mechayiv yourself, promise yourself to give stokah, if you don't give it a certain time, you're over Baal Tach, you're over the lav. Omar Rav, Rav says the Chiddush, though, you should know. Ut stokah mechayiv olo liyalter. If you promise to give stokah and you don't give it, you're over the aver right away. The lav is right away, you have to give stokah right away. My time, why? The Chura, why don't you have three begolim also? Teretziz do akayim aniyim. But we're talking about in the case that the aniyim are right there. And you said you give them, so Poshe, they need the money. You have to give it to them right away. That's the Svar, the Nima right there. So Shita, you have to give it to them right away.
Svar says, no. Madatem, I would have thought like this. Kivun de binyon of the Kabonis Ksiva says this halacha about Tachad is love in the Pash of Kabonis. And Stokas here also is in the Pash of Kabonis. So I would have thought to say, just like the other Kabonis, Adi Avri Allah Gimur Golem. You're not over Batach according to some shittas until three regolim go by. So I would have thought the same. Kikabonis, that who had din tzedak also has the same like kabonis. So you're not over the love of Batach until you wait through three yom tovim. Kamashmul, no, that stock is different. What's the three? Why is it different? Hasamudatalino rachmona brulagolim. Only by kabonis, there the Torah gives you a leeway of three regolim before you roll the love. Hashem could wait three regolim. Avalhocha, but over here, by Atztoka, Avalhocha, loy, here you don't have no three regolim, you're over right away. Why? Toshchicha niyim, because aniyim are around, and they need the money right away. And you menad have to give it to them, therefore you're over the lav right away, you have to give them tzedaka right away.
Milamaisla gaboy, there's a baal tacha, you have to give it over to the gabay right away. We ain't a gabay of a baal tacha, but the gabay himself, he could wait to give out to the niyim. Milachalkoy, he has the right to wait to give it out to him. By him, there's no baal tacha. Then so he says, but ma'ashodem noider, the yad atzma likashiyirtza, ain't no baal tacha.
that if a person found when you make a neder to give tzedakah, you say, you're making condition, I'm only giving tzedakah when I have the money, or when I feel like, when I want to, then there's no baal tacher. If at the beginning you say clearly, I'm only giving tzedakah when I could, when I want, then you have the right to give it whenever you want. In other words, our Gemara here is talking about, you didn't make any conditions. Here the Aniyim are right in front of you, and you're saying a neder, I'm going to give it to the Aniyim. Then we say you have to give it to them right away. But if you spoke out like a normal case and say, I'll give it tzedakah when I have it, when I could, and in the time limit, that you're allowed to. Right. Omar Rova, Kivon she'ovar olav regal echad over b'yesei. As long as you waited, let's be here, we had this Gemara before, that even though the baal tacha, the lav of kabonis, is only after three regolim, but there's a mitzvah essay to bring it the first regal. If you made your mechayvus at the bin korban oil right before Pesach, shno, during that first regal, there's a mitzvah essay to bring it. And if you don't bring it that first regal, you're over an assay. Meis may have a kasher on this. It says, Hey, Yud Yeshua, Rebbe Papayis, Avlad Shlomin. When you are makdish a korban shlomin, it could be in a keva, and it gave birth. Sheyakrim shlomin. You have a right to bring it, Avlad could also be a shlomin. Now, Omer Papayis, and he made, I say, Edis, I once saw, Shoy Salonu Porah Shazivche Shlomim. He once had a Porah, pregnant Porah, that will not the shit to be a Korban Shlomim, and he gave birth. So, Locher is Yachanu B'Pesach.
Yachanu B'Pesach, that we ate the mother during the Korban Pesach, and then Yachanu, we ate Vlad, that is Vlad of the Korban Shlomim, we ate it, Yachanu Vlad Shlomim, B'Chag, first later, in Chag HaSukkos. So Bishlam of a Pesach like Revu, it's good why we didn't bring the Ben, the Vlad Shlom and join Korban Pesach, we didn't bring it, you know why? The same with the Mechusa Zmanu, it wasn't 7 days old, 8 days old. You can't bring Korban. Rashi says, Shem Aloy Ovro Lov, Shemani Yomim. You can't bring a Korban until it's at least 8 days old. So that's why we didn't bring the Vlad on Pesach itself. But the question is though, El of Loda Bat Saras says they ate it, when did they eat it? Not on Chag HaPesach, they ate it on Chag HaSukkos. Had they wait through Chag HaShavuos? El of Loda Bat Saras Hechem Eshorla, had they wait through Chag HaShavuos? For Yovu Lebi Yaseh, you're over in Yisra Asay. If you don't bring the Korban, the first Yom Tov, you're over in Yisra Asay. And these were Tzadikim over here. So how come they waited first tea to join Chag HaSukkos? They should have eaten it by Chag HaShavuos.
The first HaSukkos. So Amir Azvid, it could be there's not a kashan rova. Amir Azvid, Mishmei the rova, could go and tell the case here was, they're going, Shohoi, Yochoylu, their service. I'll put your kin to the kid got a cold, joined Shruis. The mother got a cold, they didn't want to bring it then, it wasn't nice, it wouldn't taste so good, whatever it is.